kick him out. Opposition parties are baying for President Cyril Ramaphosa's blood over the Palapala farm scandal. They're calling for accountability from him over the alleged burglary at his Limpopo farm. Following months of speculation and unanswered questions, the parties now want to table a motion of no confidence to be voted, hopefully by secret ballot, to remove him from office. The official opposition Democratic Alliance is approaching the matter with a little more caution, saying they want to see a Section 89 process initiated 2 months ago to be concluded first. This is, of course, the independent panel to decide whether or not there is a case for impeachment. We are joined now by General Bantu Olomisa, who's the leader of the United Democratic Movement. Also, Herman Mashaba, Action SA leader, and Siviwe Gwarube, who's the Deputy Chief Whip of the Democratic Alliance. Let's start with you, General. Thank you for your time. Critics will look at this and they'll say this is opportunism of the worst kind. This isn't about principle. You're playing politics as usual. Your response?
No, if some people think that way, they are out of order, because it is the opposition, the forum of opposition parties in this country, which on a number of occasions raised their hands when things are not okay. Recently, it was the DA, for instance, who tabled a motion of no confidence against the entire cabinet. So we have been continuing to do this. Even the issue of vote of no confidence we're talking about now is going to look broadly, not only into Palapala, but it's going to look into broadly all those empty promises which the current president has been making. The country today, you can see it, we are on a slippery slope. There's no control, there's no stability, the crime is high, and everybody's carrying a gun, just mowing people in the streets. So he's the CEO. He has to account.
None of those issues that you raise are necessarily new in South Africa. But as far as Palapala is concerned, there are a number of processes already underway. There's that Section 89 process in Parliament. There's also a public protector investigation into this. Isn't your action premature?
Not at all. If you talk about the public protector, you know the saga around the involvement of the public protector. In terms of the law, for instance, the public protector by now should have published or released within 30 days the reports on her investigations. Now we are at the 76th. If I'm not mistaken, since that report was filed with the office. So if you talk about the police, you are hoping that the Hawks will come up with something better. You are wasting your time, because the commissioners of police, the report is there, they have not denied that they have used state resources to track these people who allegedly have broken into Palapala farm. Yet there was no docket open or a docket open for those perpetrators. So we also want to know what happened to the relationship between the South Africa and Namibia on this issue.
Okay.
So therefore, you can't say we cannot table a motion of no confidence. We can't do that. These things are not conflicting each other. So the Section 89 independent panel is going ahead. DA, we support DA on the need to establish ad hoc committee. The vote of no confidence will go on its own, but it will include Palapala and the rest of problems in the country.
All right. Herman Mashaba, let me bring you into the conversation. Look, without the Democratic Alliance, this is a non-starter.
Well, it's actually quite sad, Bongani, for the DA not to really support this very important matter for the removal of the president, who It's already more than 2 years late in actually reporting this matter and using mafia-style type of sorting out this matter instead of using our law enforcement agencies. I see no reason whatsoever. And I think, let me respond to your earlier question there, to General Bantu Olomisa, that this is using politics as a tool. Bongani, we are dealing
you are
with
you are politicians.
yes, absolutely. That is what I wanted to clarify that, and I want other politicians not to apologize. Here we are dealing with a political problem. We must not look for a mathematical problem or an engineering problem. This is a political matter, and it must be dealt with politics. So people must not really be intimidated that you are politicking. We are in a political field,
okay,
and the rules must be of a political nature. So I'm just really hoping that the Democratic Party, the DA, can support other parties in ensuring that this motion of no confidence carries on. If they want to continue with the other processes, that's still fine. But right now, there's an opportune time to ensure that there's a motion of no confidence
for the
impeachment of the president.
So let me ask you this. How good is your politics? Because on the face of it, this is something simple enough. Isn't this part of the opposition paralysis that even on this, you are failing to persuade each other and act in concert?
Well, unfortunately, tell me, Bongani, if you look at human beings by our nature, we don't always agree because I think that's how God made us. But at the end of the day, as long as we engage and we engage with respect, there's absolutely nothing wrong whatsoever for people not to really agree on certain approaches because God made us in such a way that we view things in a different light.
Bantu Olomisa, Cyril Ramaphosa remains the most popular politician in the country. The surest way for the ANC to retain its majority is if he stays at the helm of the party. That's what's at the heart of this, isn't it?
Well, even President Zuma was a popular man when we filed vote of no confidence against him. He was found wanting by the Constitutional Court. Notwithstanding his popularity, here we are talking about a need for a president to account. So if you guys, you want to nest or be deceived by his popularity, that's your own baby. But what we are going to do as opposition party, as we have done to President Zuma, we will present a tight case, whether it's Section 89, whether it's vote of no confidence or whatever, or ad hoc committee, we are convinced that this matter must be investigated as soon as possible, not to apply delaying tactics. I hold no brief for the DA, but DA has been part of this forum where we differed tactically. It's a question of the approach. They are not against, for instance, that Cyril Ramaphosa has messed up the country. In fact, if you can run that tape with their leader, John Steenhuisen, when he was addressing Parliament on Palapala, he fell short of saying, there is the door for you, go.
So, well, I tell you what, let's put it to the DA. Let's put it to the DA. Sivuya Kwarubwe has been listening to the both of you explain your views on this. They are, if you will, the spoilers, at least from what has been reported. Sivuya, thank you for your patience there. The opposition is still not able to present a united front, even on something like this. And the finger is pointing very much in your direction for being the spoilers here. What's the DA's official position on this?
Good morning, Bongani. Good morning to your panelists and your listeners. Actually, I want to disagree with you when you say that the opposition parties are unable to find common ground. I think, as Mr. Olomisa has said, we have been meeting over the past several weeks, and I think we're in broad agreement that, number one, Parliament has not fulfilled its role in terms of playing oversight over the executive and the president, and number two, that answers need to be sought about Palapala in particular. and that we can't just simply repeat the same mistakes under state capture. And so I think there is broad agreement there, and it's just simply about, you know, sequencing. And so this is where the difference that the DA is coming with here, that it's the matter is a sequencing matter and not one of disagreement. For instance, what we are saying is that there are two processes that are underway. Number one, the Section 89 inquiry, which is in effect is a process that will look into impeaching a president. That's nothing to scoff at. It is not an insignificant move.
But it's surely the longer road, isn't it? It requires a two-thirds majority, ultimately, whereas no confidence is a simple majority.
Right, but Bongani, then what you've got to ask yourself is why you are moving these motions to begin with, right? So the issue here is we are trying to get to the bottom of what happened on the Palapala farm. And that's why we've got a different process, an ad hoc committee that we are challenging the speaker on, and we are wanting the Section 89 inquiry to continue. Because ultimately, the drafters of the Constitution understood that if a president breaks the law, he needs to be impeached. It's a process that needs to happen. And so what we are saying is that it's a sequencing matter. If you are seeking to impeach a president, let's seek to impeach a president, because that's a far more technical requirement that's needed there. It's not to say that we don't think that a motion of no confidence should be brought before the president. Our view is that we should rather not do it simultaneously, because it will undermine the one process over another. And so I disagree with you about saying that opposition parties can't find common ground, at least the parties that are represented in Parliament have.
A cynic might say the DA has previously hinted at a possible coalition with the ANC post-2024, and that may be part of the reason for the reluctance here.
Not at all. I think we've been pretty vocal about the fact that the president has a lot to answer for. In fact, that's the reason why we are challenging the speaker's decision to not grant us an ad hoc committee. If you remember, years ago, Parliament had an ad hoc committee looking into the Nkandla scandal. That committee had powers to subpoena witnesses, to do oversight visits. We want the similar thing, because our view is that a law here has been broken. It doesn't matter who, it doesn't matter when, but the reality is that there seems to have been a massive cover-up around the president's farm. And a lot of the stuff has been happening in a covert operation. And that needs to be brought into the open in a transparent way in Parliament, as it should be.
And the people
of South Africa expect us from to do that.
Sequencing aside, if that motion is brought before Parliament, how will the Democratic Alliance proceed?
Look, we are going to be meeting with opposition parties again in our forum, as was announced yesterday. And we once again are going to come back to the table to iron out exactly how we're going to sequence, how we're going to vote, and the like. And so it would be premature for me to speak out of those discussions with the other opposition parties.
All right. Sivuya Kwaruba, I appreciate your time. That's the Deputy Chief Whip of the Democratic Alliance. Are you convinced by that ultimately these parties will find each other and map a way forward? And even if they do, is it politics or principle?